Good morning and welcome to a Sunday service for Banff and King Edward Parish Churches and for anybody wanting to join us by listening in. Everybody is very welcome. How are you getting on? Maybe like me at times your energies are flagging. Today we're thinking a little bit about the ongoing slog of daily life, about how we can grow weary with the stresses of life, and our confidence can sag, our spirits can sag. When will it all end? And what difference can I make in reality? Well, the answer is a lot more than we might think. We each have the capacity to make a difference to others' lives, even now, if we have the confidence and the caring heart to keep trying. I get inspiration from the people of old who endured troubles and shine out, and especially from Jesus. So today, let's look at some of people of old who can maybe inspire us even now. We'll start with a famous event in the early church. Jesus' followers, Peter and John, were walking along and saw a crippled beggar asking for money, but they had none. Nonetheless, they stopped and sought to help that man. Let's hear the story now as Robert reads for us from Acts chapter 3 and Acts chapter 4.
One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Peter said to the crowd, "By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
Thank you, Robert. We may not have loads of money or even the power to heal, but we can share help with others. We can raise others up in spirit, in body, in life, help others get a spring in their step like that man. He was helped by faith in Jesus. Faith challenged Peter and John in the first place to stop and do something. That's the first clue for us. Be open to the people we see, even in those times when we're out and about. We may not be able to do something physically, but we could pray for them. Or we can go home and write a letter. Or there may be other things. Be open to the people that we encounter and see what we can do. We can give encouragement by whatever means. Let's be open to the people that we see. This past week, our churches wrote cards to some of the ordinary people in our community, unsung heroes, to try and thank them. One of the key things I noticed in that passage was it said, Peter and John were unschooled, ordinary folk. It doesn't take great degrees from university to help others. Let's remember how important ordinary people are, those we encounter, and what we can do. Ordinary people matter, At its simplest, faith can give us confidence to keep going and keep trying to help others, confidence to lift others up spiritually and in practical ways with our talents, our words, our encouragement, our faith, our actions, and our prayers. Let's join together in prayer. God of all people, we come before you now and bring you our thoughts, bring you our weariness, bring you our hopes. Bring you ourselves as we are. We let ourselves down, we know it. We give in to our pride, we harbour grudges, we don't do the good that we want to do. We talk of concerns for others, but we fail to match our words with actions. Forgive us and help us forgive ourselves and help us forgive others. So often in the struggles of life, our faith is weak, usually because we don't turn to you enough. So help us now to remember all that you are and all the help that Jesus can offer us. Help us leave behind what drags us down and help us move forward with renewed hope and faith. Hear the silent thoughts of our hearts that we bring and journey with us in the week to come, whatever we may face. Journey with us and help us know you are there with us. Help us listen for your quiet voice of guidance and your word of encouragement. And hear us as we further pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. Let's listen now to that old favourite hymn, "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing," as sung in a BBC Songs of Praise recording.
Thank you.
looks like we're in this virus situation for some time to come. Somehow we have to find new energy and spirit to keep going, perhaps just as they did in World War II. Some of us may seek and get inspiration from those ordinary folk who kept going in the Second World War. Faith helped many. In the Bible, faith is always central to enabling people to do far more than they thought possible. It's highlighted in the book of Hebrews, where we're encouraged to look to those who have gone before us to give us examples of faith to help us keep going. Robert now reads for us from chapters 11 and 12 of the book of Hebrews.
Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Some faced jeers and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and ill-treated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Hebrews says faith of old, and indeed faith today, is about exerting confidence in what we can't actually see but hope for. It's never about absolute certainty. So just maybe we've got enough faith, but we need to exert it in the way that others did of old through their troubles. We get loads of examples in Hebrews from people like Moses, who thought he wasn't good enough, but was able with God's help to lead his people out of captivity and on through dangerous journeys in the desert. Faith helps, but we have to exert it. And moreover, Hebrews suggests about many, many ordinary people who found through their trials their faith helped them get through it. And it suggests that we can be linked to those people. Our faith can link in with theirs and help us achieve what they were working for, that better world to come. And so it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Consider him so that we will not grow weary and lose heart. There's a hymn we sing in church called These Are the Days of Elijah, pointing us to see how people like Elijah struggled and yet came through in faith. They fought great battles but had times of despair as well, and found Elijah found by sharing with others and listening for God's quiet voice, he was able to keep forward, keep going forward, just as the prophet Ezekiel had in troubled, weary times a vision of dead bones in the desert coming alive as God's Spirit blew again into his people. So God's Spirit can be there for us. Let's listen now to These Are the Days of Elijah.
Of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And oh, these are days of great trial.
Jesus gives us some specific guidance that can maybe help us in these days, how we can move forward. So Robert now reads for us from selected verses of Matthew chapter 18. Robert.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Again, truly I tell you, that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times."
Jesus emphasizes to us we must seek to work together. He wants us to agree, and in fact, where his followers agree in things, he will honour that and be at work in that agreement. He gives us clues about how to get on. He says we must change and be like little children in our humility. I quoted this week on the Thought for the Day how we need to be like children open to change, but we also need to be like children in humility, forgetting our pride that says, here I stand, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to do something different. I'm just the same as everybody. I at times can get stuck in where I am, and I was challenged this week to do something I've never done before in 25 years of ministry, but it would help some other people. So I'm going to give it a try, even although at first I said no way. We need to have the humility to get beyond our first reaction of saying no way to get through. And then we heard how Jesus says it's about being open to others and forgiving them again and again and again and again. Now that's hard, but we need to have the humility to do it. Then we can work together, even with people we don't want to. In correspondence over this past week, a senior official at Aberdeenshire Council spoke of how the churches have their role to play and saying, helping our community in this time is a team effort. We've all got to work together. And that applies in our daily lives as well. We need to work at working together, forgiving and having the humility to be open to others and to change. Let's pray together. God of goodness, help us be open to others. Help us be open to forgiving. Help us be open to sharing together for the good of our community. And so we pray for our community, for our neighbours close to us, for those we like and those we don't want to like, and for those we don't know. We pray for our community, all who are working away to serve our community, those who hit the headlines and those who don't. Bless them in their daily work. We pray for those who are sick and struggling. Bless the doctors and the nurses and the carers. We pray for the medics and the scientists who are working for solutions. We pray for our governments. Help them to work together, local and national, to find the best ways forward. And we pray for our world. Bless those in need around our world. Hear our prayers and the silent thoughts of our hearts, including our prayers for those who we love very closely. In Jesus' name, amen. Here again, another BBC Songs of Praise hymn. Brother, sister, let me serve you.
Oh,
And so today, we've thought about how we get through the weariness we may sometimes get in the slow, slow steps forward towards defeating this virus. How our spirits can be revived when we grow weary by looking to those who have gone before us who can inspire us, looking to Jesus who can lift us up by challenging us to share with others. And as we seek to raise others up, we find we too are lifted. But to do it with the help of others, in however you can. In these days, use the means we have to share with others. Use the phone, Royal Mail, postcards, letters, and other means not to be isolated. Don't be stuck in your pride. Be open to others. Forgive and keep forgiving. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and in the week to come. Amen. Listen, if you wish, to a further hymn to take us out into the rest of the week. It reminds us we have a God who cares for those who are hurting and seeks to encourage us to help in his name. Beauty for brokenness, God of the poor.